produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
When the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, that's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home, far across the river. Can you hear freedom calling?
Thank you for tuning in to the Anchored Ruby. My name is Crystal Swass. I am a master practitioner in neurolinguistics programming, master life and success coach, the author of The Truth About Lemonade, and your host, teaching you how to break through bondage in truth and how to be anchored in purpose, promise, and prosperity. On today's episode, I'm talking about mercy. Now, here's the thing. The definition of mercy is compassion or forgiveness shown to someone who it is within the power to punish. I know that having grace and mercy and compassion and forgiveness upon people that have hurt us or that we feel don't deserve it can be extremely challenging. We're human and we have our own, you know, triggers and wounds. And but when we are walking with Christ, we are called to walk with him and like him, be like Jesus. And, you know, the Bible talks about forgiving those who have hurt us, forgiving our enemies, and praying for those who persecute us. But mercy, this word just has stood out to me. There's a story that I'm going to read in the Bible. It is Mark 10:46-52. Now, in this story, Jesus is going to heal a blind beggar. So I'm going to read it, and then I want to point out some things in this that just really caught my attention the first time that I read this. It says, "Then they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples, in a large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me.' Many were sternly telling him to be quiet because he was a beggar, right? But he kept crying out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stopped and said, 'Call him here.' And so they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Take courage, stand up, he is calling for you.' Throwing aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabboni, I want to regain my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and began following Jesus on the road. Okay, so I want to touch on a couple different things in this story because when I first read this story, it just had such an impact on me, right? So here's Jesus, and he's coming with his disciples. I want you to imagine this. I want you to close your eyes. He's coming with his disciples in a large crowd, and a blind beggar, who is actually named in the story, was sitting by the road. Now, how many times have you passed by, you know, a homeless person that's just sitting there, right? When he heard that it was Jesus, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Remember, mercy is compassion or forgiveness shown to someone who it is within power to punish. Jesus is within the power to punish us, right? But he chooses to show compassion and forgiveness regardless of where we sit. Right? This blind beggar was sitting by the road that Jesus was walking on. Now, how many times have you just sat idly by the road that Jesus has called you to sit, to walk upon? You know, we are called to pick up our cross and follow Jesus, right? When we become born again. And there's a path that God has for each and every one of us. Many are called and few are chosen, right? And there's this path that we're called to take, and it's never going to be the easy way, right? The high road is never the easy road. But how many times has the Lord called you to walk upon a path, but instead you sat next to the path? You sat next to the road that would take you out of the wilderness. You sat next to the road that would take you out of desert places. You sat next to the road blind, waiting for Jesus, right? He cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on me." Many were sternly telling him to be quiet. But he kept crying out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." There are going to be times in your life when the enemy tries to silence you, when the people around you try to quiet you, right? The more that I walk in my walk with God, then the more that I speak out in truth, the more people try to silence my voice. I remember being in a Bible study a few years ago, and this study was actually called Freedom. And each week that, you know, that I went to this Bible study, it was a group of women. I was really intimidated because I'm kind of an introvert, and I don't, you know, I can fake being outgoing sometimes, but at that time I was really shy, and I was dealing with a lot of internal things. I didn't even realize these insecurities that I was battling. You know, God is, he's gracious enough to heal us little by little. And, you know, as I started warming up to this group of women over the course of a couple weeks, the more we had, you know, our conversation time or our fellowship or time to discuss the lesson, the more I would start speaking up about, you know, the things that I knew about the Bible and the things that I knew that God was teaching me. And I started taking the lead at times in these conversation circles. But as the weeks went on, when I started walking out the door of the Bible study and going home, I remember the enemy telling me to stop talking. You talk too much. Stop talking. And then there was one very specific week where I sat in my car as I was parked in the driveway getting ready to go into Bible study, crying my eyes out and battling because I felt like I was just being quieted. Right? That I talked too much and nobody wanted to hear what I had to say. So just like this story, many certainly were telling him to be quiet, right? Also, you know, this is just coming to me. How many times do we struggle silently, you know, within our own minds, whether it's with depression or anxiety or financial stress, or maybe it's abuse or things that we're hiding, right? And we silently struggle and we don't cry out. We don't cry out to Jesus. Society will tell you, especially for men, to bottle things up, right? Men are to toughen up and not show that they need to cry out to Jesus. But the truth is, we are to cry out to Jesus, because when we cry out to him, he is there. So it says here, many were sternly telling him to be quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here. Bring him to me," right? He stopped what he was doing. He was with his disciples. It says in the beginning, he was with a large crowd. He was walking upon the road. It's almost the same as, you know, Jesus leaving the 99 for the one, right? And it says, Jesus says, call him here. So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage and stand up. He is calling for you." So let that be a message to you, okay? That one sentence right there, "Take courage, stand up. He is calling for you." Jesus is calling for you. In your moment of blindness, in the moment that you're sitting by the road that he is walking upon, in the moment of your deepest despair, your darkest moments, your rock bottom, when you cry out, "Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me," he hears you. Have courage and stand up. He is calling for you. And then this part in the story is just so significant, right? The blind man, throwing aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. His cloak was probably the only thing that he owned, right? It says that he was a blind beggar. He threw aside his one belonging, his cloak, jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus says, "What do you want for me to do?" See, we have to be courageous enough to ask Jesus to heal what we want healed. And, you know, I struggled for a long time asking God for things for myself. I used to pray for those around me. I used to pray for my kids, and I still do. But I never would ask for anything for myself. You know, I had so much pride that I couldn't even, and it's really interesting, because you would think that pride would have you asking for things for yourself, but the pride that I carried wouldn't allow me. The pride kept me blind, really, sitting in one place, and wouldn't allow me to ask Jesus to heal me of things. And God is so gracious. You know, there's a verse, Ezekiel 13:14, that I have been living by this verse for the last year and a half. And it says, "I will tear down the walls that you whitewash upon, right down to the foundation. In the midst of that, you will know that I am Lord." And I have committed that to memory, because that's what God has done in my life. He has torn down these walls that I've built around myself, around my heart, that I paint upon to make them look pretty. But he knows what's behind the walls, right? And the walls are really just pride. And he, you know, he tore those walls down to the foundation. And it may have been painful and it may have been messy. I mean, the image that I get when I say those words is almost like, you know, 9/11, when the Twin Towers fell and there was just debris and dust all in the air and it was just a mess. But in the midst of that mess and that chaos that you're living in, when God starts tearing down your pride and tearing down your walls, when you hit that rock bottom, you know who God is. So the blind beggar threw aside the only thing that he owned, and Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, I want to regain my sight. You know, it's so interesting to me because we could ask God for anything. And the way that the world works, the way that society works, the way that, you know, the enemy works is to ask God for materialistic things. When you're talking to God and you're asking for things in prayer, you know, ask in wisdom. King Solomon never prayed for financial success. He prayed for wisdom above all things. And when we can have wisdom in what we're asking for, the Lord is going to give us way more than we ask for, right? And so the blind beggar, he is a beggar. He has nothing. He has no money. He is begging for his food. He could have asked for anything. He could have asked for a new cloak. He could have asked for money. He could have asked for food or shelter. But he said, I want to regain my sight. And I don't necessarily think it was just his physical sight. You know, we can see with our eyes, our physical eyes, but do you see with the eyes that God has given you in the spirit? Do you see where God is taking you and the road that he wants to place your feet upon? Or are you just sitting idly by, blind to what the Lord wants to do in your life? You know, you're begging. You're out here begging, hoping that somebody will rescue you in this wilderness place while you sit upon the road, when all you have to do is cry out to Jesus to have mercy on you, compassion, forgiveness. It takes humility to ask for mercy. I want to regain my sight. And Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. Your faith. It's really crazy because I just had a conversation today with a friend about faith and the pruning of my faith that has happened in this season. You know, somebody once said to me, you know, your faith is really amazing. I could have never endured what you endure. I would have walked away from the situation that you're in, or, you know, whatever it might be. And the thing is, faith starts very small. And there's a reason why faith as small as a mustard seed can move a mountain. Mustard trees are actually really giant trees. But the seed that begins that tree is very, very small. I have a necklace that I wear, and it's like a little glass piece, and it has a mustard seed in it, and it's very, very tiny. But when that seed grows root and it grows and sprouts into a mustard tree, it becomes a huge tree of life, right? Your faith makes you well. You have to believe that God is going to heal you. Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus can do literally anything. And I have stories for days of miracles that Jesus has performed in my own life, from healing to bringing the dead back to life, to bringing dry bones to life, to financial miracles, to all the things, right? And there have been times when God has asked me, do you trust me? Because my faith has been shaky. I'm human, just like many of you have shaky faith. But the Lord says multiple times, multiple, multiple, multiple times in Hebrews 11, by faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to the place he was to receive for an inheritance, right? By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel. By faith, Moses. By faith, by faith, by faith. It is pleasing to God when we have faith, right? Faith can move a mountain. And, you know, it's crazy because children, the reason we're called children of God and why we have to have childlike faith is because children don't have the capacity to logically think through things, right? They don't think, oh, this is real or this is fake. You know, they believe, they have a faith. And so when Jesus said to the blind beggar, go, your faith made you well. I mean, look at how many times the beggar cried out to Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on me. He knew who Jesus was, and he had faith that if he humbled himself enough and asked for mercy, that the Lord would bless him. The Lord would heal him. Jesus said, What do you want me to do for you? Ask and you shall receive it. And he said, I want to regain my sight. And I believe that this blind beggar not only wanted to physically see, but he wanted to see in the spirit. He wanted to see where Jesus was taking him, because it says immediately he regained his sight and began following him on the road. When we humble ourselves, and it takes us sitting idly next to the road, blind and begging, a rock bottom place, for us to put our pride aside. Imagine how much pride can a blind beggar actually have? He has zero, nothing. He's dirty, he's hungry, he's broke, he can't even see in front of him. He can't defend himself because he cannot see. Okay? That is the lowest point of a person. How much pride could he actually have? When we get to that place where we cannot see, we cannot defend ourselves, we cannot provide for ourselves, we are dirty, we are hungry, we are tired, we are weary, we are sitting by the road, we are crying out to God, have mercy on me. We are humbled in our lowest place. Jesus gives you the sight. Your faith in crying out to him will make you well, and he will give you sight. And it says, and he began following Jesus on the road. He didn't go and sit back down. When Jesus opens your eyes to what he has for you, take that gift and run. Run on the road that the Lord has placed your feet upon, because he goes with you. He goes before you, and he is beside you. And even though you may not be able to see what tomorrow holds, he has given you the sight to see where the road is. Mercy is compassion or forgiveness shown to someone who it is within the power to punish. And we all deserve to be punished, but God is merciful, compassionate, and forgiving. And if we would just be like this blind beggar and cry out, despite when people are trying to silence us, despite when the enemy tells you you talk too much, despite, you know, what the world says, cry out to Jesus, because he will ask you, what do you want me to do for you? And let him regain your sight so you can walk upon, better yet, run upon the road that he's called you to. Thank you for tuning in to The Anchored Ruby. My name is Crystal Swass. I am a master practitioner in neurolinguistics programming, master life and success coach, the author of The Truth About Lemonade, and your host, teaching you how to break through bondage in truth and how to be anchored in purpose, promise, and prosperity. Across the river, can you hear freedom call? I can feel it in my bones.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.